Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin. I am super excited to bring you guys this episode. I'm actually going to be doing a little bit of answering questions that I had asked on my Instagram. And if you guys are not following me on there, you're missing out. That is literally where I am living my life every single day, giving you tips, tricks. If you love my podcast, definitely follow me on Instagram, because not only do you get this inspo on here, but I do it a little more unapologetically and a little more often. But if you are not following me on there, I want to give you a little recap of what I am currently doing. I am on day 43 of 75 Hard. Now, if you guys are not familiar with 75 Hard, it is a challenge, like mental, physical, emotional, all of the above. Like, it is a challenge all around. And if you guys do not follow Andy Frazella, you definitely need to check out his podcast. It is called Real AF. It's with Andy Frazella. He really breaks it down. He has a book that breaks everything down for you, but I'm going to give you like the gist of what it is. And I am no way, shape, or form claiming this as my own, but I'm going to give you my takes on it, what I have found that have worked, things that have helped me the most, and any and all of the information that I feel like would be helpful if this is something that you are thinking of doing. So there are five principles that come with this challenge. The first one is you have to drink 1 gallon of water every single day. Everything that I tell you right now is an every single day thing. So you drink 1 gallon of water, you take a daily progress picture, you work out 2 times a day. They have to be 45 minutes long, and at least one of them have to be done outside. You also have 0 cheats. So that means no alcohol, no sugar, and you have to read 10 pages of personal development. And that excludes audiobooks. It excludes podcasts. It is physical books that you are reading, 10 pages minimum. Now, I want to break down like how I feel with each one, what I have found that have been the biggest triggers for me, and the things that have helped me the most with each one of them. So in my Instagram today, I asked specifically, like, do you have questions on what it is? Because I want to tell you how I feel with it being over halfway in and recognizing that a lot of the stuff that I was leaning on to make me, quote, feel better were actually self-sabotaging myself. And I did not even recognize that, because I follow a very healthy lifestyle already. I have been working out consistently for almost 5 years. So for me, I was like, this is totally going to be an easy challenge. Well, that was a big lie, because it was not easy. It still is not easy. It is something that I challenge myself with every single day. Even at day 43, I do not feel like, okay, I have everything under control. Every single day, I am still making sure, checkmarking boxes, that I'm getting everything done that I need to get done. So the first one is, which I feel like is the hardest for me, maybe for you guys, not so much, it is drinking 1 gallon of water. And I think it's because I'm a busy bee, and like I just get a lot of stuff done all the time. I'm just busy doing work, being a mom, being a wife, being an entrepreneur, getting work done in general. It's just something that I don't love doing, but it's part of the rules, right? Like I just get it done. So some of my tips for that is, the first thing I did was I ordered 1 gallon jug that you can carry around from Amazon. It was like $13, it's super easy to take with you. And then the tip that I have is that not only do you fill it up first thing in the morning, but then also have a normal tumbler that you can drink from, so that you can just pour from your gallon jug into a cup, because I feel like it is a lot easier to drink a 25 ounce cup than it is to sit there and look at that huge gallon of water. I tell you that, and yet I still struggle. I still have a cup in my hand right now where I have this one to drink and a whole nother one to drink before bed. And I'm going to be at most the night peeing. So there is that. That's the first part. The second part, doing 2 workouts. This is not, like, he doesn't give you a workout routine. You just have to decide the kind of workouts that you're doing. It doesn't actually matter the workouts that you're doing. If you do CrossFit, if you do home workouts, I personally use the workouts that I have been doing for almost 5 years. I use Beachbody On Demand. It's super easy because I can just turn on the workout. I don't have to think about it. And I just follow the trainer on the screen. For me, it works best for me. I really like to do a weighted workout in the morning, and then I like to do a cardio workout in the afternoon because for me, it just is what I personally like. And a lot of the time, my cardio workouts are just outdoor workouts. I mean, like walks. They are not super crazy insane, but there are times whenever I can't go on a walk, then I'll just pull up another cardio workout, do it outside, whether it be on your front porch, your back patio, the sidewalk, whatever it may be. Now, I want to give you a little, like, when I was reading the book to really break down what everything means and why it is super important to me, one of the things that he did was a kind of a Q&A for other people who have finished their 75 hard, and there was a girl very specifically, I remember this, where she was walking up and down her driveway at 10 p.m., and when I read that, the first thing I thought of was, number one, like, are you kidding me? Like, how did you not manage your time better? And the second thing is, like, there is no way I'm going to be walking up and down my driveway. I want to tell you, I have done that not once, but twice now. And it is what the reason why this is such a hard task to do is because one of the stipulations is that they can't be back to back. So you can't do a 45 minute weighted workout and then do a 45 minute walk right after. Because let's be honest, like, once you're in the zone, a decision has momentum. So once you're starting your workout, like, it's easy to just keep going. The Forrest Gump mentality, but it's really hard to convince yourself to do it twice. But we're on day 43. I can tell you right now, my body is responding insanely to having two workouts a day. Is this something that I can do all the time for the rest of my life? I don't necessarily feel like this is something that I would be doing constantly, but I definitely think adding in the outdoor workout, it does give you a mental clarity and it does push you outside of your comfort zone. Because if I'm just in my gym all the time, I can convince myself to slow down or do whatever. But when I'm outside, and the other day I had a rainy walk, it was like, well, I'm 25 minutes in and it starts raining. I've already been out here for 25 minutes. I might as well just finish, was kind of my thoughts. It definitely gives you mental strength that you didn't know you had and or needed. Now, one of my favorite things about this challenge is the third one where you take a picture every single day. And I want to tell you my personal preference and my thought behind it. If you want his thoughts, his process, all of the above. Once again, I know I keep referencing back to the book, but I'm just going to tell you that, like, that literally is the best thing to do. If you're interested in doing 75 hard, definitely buy his book. It is worth the read. Even if you don't do it, he has great insight. He tells a story and tells the behind the scenes of everything. So for me, this is the best way to measure progress because the scale, I have not stepped on it. I'm not interested in stepping on it because I know that the physical changes I see in my body cannot reflect the scale. The scale doesn't know the bedtimes, the early mornings, the wake ups, all of the hard work that I've put in. The scale doesn't know any of that. It just knows the amount of gravity that my body is pulling and it equivalents 2 pounds. That's it. So when I take a progress picture, what happens is, if let's just say you're feeling either bloated or you're feeling slim, or what, it's literally one or the other. However you're feeling, you can recognize that from the day before of being like, okay, I feel a little bloated here. And it helps you stop sabotaging yourself. You're like, okay, well, what was different? Oh, well, I had, you know, peanuts instead of almonds today. Okay, well, that's a recognition that I can make and be like, okay, I'm no longer doing that because when I do that, this is how it makes me feel. Every single day is definitely kind of like a self-reflection day. And I think taking the progress pictures every single day really keeps you accountable. Plus, with the no cheats, which goes to step number 4, no cheats, you decide the quote diet that you are following. If you, like, for me personally, I have been following the same meal plan for about 4.5 years. It is called Ultimate Portion Fix, and it really just helps how many portions you're going to eat for the day. So I know how many vegetables I'm going to eat, how many proteins, carbs, fruits, healthy fats, all of the above. That is how I eat, so that is what I continued with. But if you are somebody who, like, let's say follows a keto diet, or maybe you follow a paleo diet, you would just make it to where you're no longer making exceptions. How many of you guys, I'm going to use keto for an example, have, you know, you follow a keto diet, but you go out to eat with your friends. You're like, okay, I'm going to get nachos. Well, I know right now, like, nachos is not keto friendly unless you do not have tortillas. So a lot of the times we will make exceptions for things and like call it quote okay. The point of this challenge is to no longer break promises to yourself so that you are not making these exceptions to fit your standards. You're setting your standards and then you're not steering away from them. That is the thing that is most important. And then that does include no added sugar and no alcohol. The way I'm looking at it, like I'm not going out eating, even if it's quote healthy chocolate chip cookies, I'm not eating them because I know personally a chocolate chip is not something that is going to bless me when it comes to this journey to show up 100% unapologetically and at my best. So the no cheats, no sugar is super important. And then you also have the 10 pages of personal development. I talked about this in my on my stories about it, how important it was for me, because I personally will pick up a book and I will get what I need to out of it and then it will just kind of move on. And doing these 10 pages a day, number one, has had me complete more books than I ever have in a short span of time, but it's definitely helped the growth mindset that I have of being like really feeling like a lot of things are possible, or just having that ability to make me take a step back and recognize things versus just getting really caught up in the moment and feeling, I feel like it's helping lowering my anxiety and my stress because it is helping fill my tool bucket with tools to help me bounce back or step away from or talk myself out of these negative mindsets. And then the last thing that you have, that's it. No, yeah, that's it, friends. I covered all of them. I'm making sure, you know, for me, here we go, squirrel brain. But I think this is something that you have to go all in with. And here is the stipulation. So if you have to do every single one of these every single day, not 4 out of 5, not 3 out of 5, not kind of sort of a little bit, not day 1 and day 5, it is every single day, no matter what. If you miss one of them, you don't finish your gallon of water, you forget to take your progress picture, you have a cheat, which I feel like for me, that is something that I don't struggle with because at the end of the day, you know what you're putting in your mouth. Like, come on. But if you forget to take a progress picture or you forget to read or something like that, you start over. You start over at day one. You could be at day 74 and forget to take a picture and you start back over at day one. That right there for me with my personality has been the thing of like, there is no freaking way I have shown up for 43 days. And I'm going to quit now. And I will tell you the things that I think have helped the most is having a tracker to fill out, getting those boxes filled in. It makes it really hard to see all the days filled in and be like, there's no way I'm starting over. Like I've already filled this many days up. There's no way. And the other thing is having the accountability. So for me, it's my social media for sure. And then I also have other girls who are doing this same challenge in an accountability group online, which is what I have my business based on. Like that is literally my driving business is helping other women stay accountable by showing up for their goals in their journey. And doing this challenge, it is not a physical challenge. It's hard. The workouts are hard, and it's hard doing the second workout. It's hard going outside when it's 40 degrees outside. It's hard doing it when it's raining. But honestly, it is the mental toughness that you cannot explain. And I remember reading the book and being like, well, surely it's not going to do that much. Like it's not going to make that much of a difference. Yes, it is. And I also think that it's something that you genuinely will not be able to understand unless you dive in and do it yourself. So I have had a lot of questions coming through, like what are the best tips that you have? What is the hardest? Like how do you get through it? They have other phases once you've completed this first 75 hard challenge, and I definitely plan on diving into them. But I think the thing that you can do the most or the best is use your social media. Even if you're not, you don't have a side business or you're not selling anything, dang it. Just knowing that other people's eyes are on you when you're showing up for something, it really makes you show up in a different kind of way. So if this is something that you have thought about doing, just to truly see what you're capable of, see how hard you can work, see how much you can do, I think it is one of the best challenges that anybody can do because at the end of the day, all of these things are 100% doable and capable. No matter if you've never worked out a day in your life, they're possible because no one says you have to do a certain workout. No one says you have to lift certain weights. It's just move your body for 45 minutes a day, 2 times a day, and one of them being outside. You can do that. So I feel like this is something that is great for people who are really trying to take control of their life because in the midst of chaos, in the midst of struggle, the only thing that you can control is you. And if you can take Even if it's tiny steps, actions to where you feel your best, why would you not? So I hope this answered your guys' questions. If you guys have any other questions, feel free to hit me up on social media, send me an email. I would love to chat with you guys, answer any questions, and definitely check out his podcast, Andy Frisella, and his book. It's literally called 75 Hard. It is one of the best reads that I have found and is one of the most inspirational stories that I have ever read. So thank you guys so much. I love and appreciate your support, and I cannot wait to talk to you guys next week. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.